I served with Judy Lee. There were times Judy Lee and I agreed, and there were times we didn't agree, and that's the nature of the legislature. That's how it works, but that doesn't mean that you have to be disagreeable. And that was one of the things I respected the most about Judy. We would have passionate floor debates and yet be able to shake hands afterwards. Well, I know that in the 70s, Judy was someone who worked hard at making sure that women and others had a chance for equal rights. Recently, the North Dakota Senate, for whatever reason, decided to take up a concurrent resolution withdrawing North Dakota's support for the ERA, for the Equal Rights Amendment. So I asked Judy to come on. It's a crossover. She had time, and so she was willing to do that. Senator Lee, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you for the invitation. Good to talk to you.
Why did they do this?
It became misdirected into an area that was going to, in which the supporters of the resolution were suggesting that withdrawing that the Equal Rights Amendment was going to be an avenue to liberalizing abortion laws. And so I'm not taking a position on whether or not there ought to be abortions one way or the other here. That's not the purpose of our discussion. But it is subverting the whole purpose of the Equal Rights Amendment to suggest that that's the direction that it would be going. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court has not even, they have refused to take cases that would have kind of engaged in this. But your listeners may be interested to know that the Equal Rights Amendment, this is the whole thing. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. That's it. There's nothing else in there but that. And what the intention was is that laws that are discriminatory would end up being changed or gotten rid of, and the ones that were beneficial would be extended to both sexes. And we talked about a fair number of examples of those last week when we voted on the bill. And if you're interested in a couple of those as we move along, I can sure mention them to you, too. But that's the deal. It's much simpler than that. And much has been done since the efforts in the 70s when this amendment was brought up. But actually, the whole purpose of that amendment has been discussed since 1923 in Congress.
Yeah.
Not a new deal.
I think I had someone on recently, Senator Lee, that when I said this is about equal rights for women, she took me to the woodshed, and she rightfully should have done that because of exactly what you just wrote or read, I should say, which is it doesn't care whether you're a man or a woman. It means you have equal rights. And it's that simple. Can they legally do this? Have you spoke to the attorneys at the Legislative Council? Have you spoke to your friends? I know you have a lot of friends that are attorneys. I have, and they don't believe that the legislature has the power to overturn North Dakota's ratification.
I would agree, but I'm not an attorney, and I don't play one on TV, and so I'll leave it to people who have been licensed to practice law about that. It'll end up in the courts eventually if this kind of thing moves forward like this. But this misappropriation of something that had positive intentions offends me, frankly, because there are so many areas that have been improved upon since the time that the ERA was ratified in the 70s that we cannot deny that there's been a benefit to this. Even if enough states had not ratified by the time North Dakota did. The whole point is, as this ratification process went forward, it opened the eyes of the states and the legislators in each of those states to what bills really might not be equitable. You know, there were property rights questions. Women who were married often lost the right to own their property. We've had cases in North Dakota about that have gone all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in a divorce, the woman's property went to the man. No, that's not the way that's supposed to work, or other way around. And the other thing, and you will recall this from your work in the Senate, Medicaid originally was just for mothers and children. Mm-hmm. Because when the federal government passed these programs, if there was a man in the house, certainly he would have taken care of his family. So really, until Medicaid expansion came along, in large part, is responsible for childless adults being able to get health care coverage if they're low income and don't have any other source of health care. So an adult woman would not be able to have it, have health care, and no men could get it until some of those laws were changed. So there have been a myriad of them. You don't have time to talk about them, but the point is there are many areas where both men and women have benefited from these states over the last, heck, darn near 50 years, isn't it? Would they've improved, and so it really opened the floodgates of change that has been very helpful.
So when you were on the floor and you were having this debate, the argument that they brought against you, the argument that that they said was strictly based upon abortion, or what argument did they make against the ERA?
That was it. That we should make sure that we pulled our ratification out, because this was going to be an opportunity to make sure that we were going to have open access to abortions beyond what we already have. I talked with somebody about a different subject yesterday, but it's the same point. When you see information or you hear information that somebody writes or says, find out what the source is. Is that a credible source? You can have, I get hundreds of messages all the time, and somebody will quote something, but I want to know, what is that source? Is it somebody that is knowledgeable about that? If it's talking about a court case, is it somebody who's learned in the law, as the old phrase says? You can throw all kinds of papers in front of me that say this is what the courts will do, and it could be something that somebody like me made up, you know, or put together because I believe that that was the point. We can all gather quotes from one place or another, especially with social media as active as it is, that support or oppose a position. But if the source is not credible, the information is not credible either. So we just need to be careful about that.
Senator Lee, explain to the audience a concurrent resolution, in this case a Senate concurrent resolution, because there's people who don't understand what that means versus a Senate bill. Explain to them how the process of a concurrent resolution works.
Well, the processing of it is the same as it would be for a bill, but what's different is it's just sort of a point of position. It doesn't change the laws. It just says this is what we'd like to have happen. We have some resolutions, as you will recall, that are pretty darn foolish. It could be we recognize Tuesday as National Peanut Day. That's a resolution. Okay, that's pretty innocuous. But there are others that make position statements about policy that and so the body then, if they approve it, says the whole Senate or House or both approve this position, but it doesn't mean that it goes into effect like that. It means that whatever laws are involved will have to be changed either at the federal level or the state. And we have at least one that's going to the feds, but they would have to change based on what we thought was a good idea. And you know that Congress isn't going to do it because we ask them, unless it's really a good idea for them to consider. They're not even going to consider it. But it's really an opinion that is backed up by the votes of whatever the majority is in the House and Senate if it passes both. But in the same sense as a bill, it has to be heard in one House and then moved to the other one. So now this 40-10, because it's an even number that it starts with, as you remember, that is a Senate bill, and it's now going to the House, and they'll have hearings and do the same thing on the other side. And the same debates will take place. But even if they pass it, ultimately, it does not change any North Dakota laws. It just says this is what we're really doing. It's a resolution saying, but it's not a law. It's very complicated legally, and somebody's going to call you and say she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, you do
as
know
far
what
as it resolving
about.
The law. But you know, that's what a resolution is.
I explained it on air the same way the other day. I think you just did a better job of it. I want to talk about a couple things in relation to that, though, Senator Lee. And we're visiting with Judy Lee from West Fargo. The actions that some of these individuals are taking, where they tie their strong belief about abortion to every piece of legislation they possibly can, the Senate is where things like that used to go to die. The Senate it was the one that reined in kind of the very fringe radical, this is what it does versus what it actually did type of a thing. You know, in the North Dakota Senate, there were, and I'm going to say it, Judy, because it was people on your side of the aisle, there were Republicans that pushed through the fact that universities in North Dakota couldn't accept grants in relation to studies. And this, I've been speaking to higher education about this. This could be well into the double-digit millions of dollars coming into the state of North Dakota. At what point do the individuals that keep pushing this agenda realize what they're doing to institutions, for example, like higher ed and research?
Well, I think for one thing, somebody who has an idea about a simple, what seems like a simple statement, don't recognize what the ramifications might be. So, you know, there are things that have come up since, and let's use that one just to get it out of the abortion picture. Let's talk about the one you just mentioned with the college, or more out of it, with the colleges. And also we've got an issue with the transgender bill, which is way more complicated than it looks like. It's not just who plays against whom. But what happens is the public and the stakeholders don't always recognize at the beginning that there's a bill that's dealing with something that's going to affect them. So it may get through the first house, regardless of what the efforts might be of the people who do recognize the challenges. But when it moves, as it moves to the second house, and as you said, now it's crossover. So the bills we passed in one house now are moving to the other house, and we'll begin taking those up next Wednesday, because there has to be some time to get everything set up for the other house to look at these bills. And now is when people are contacting all of us, I'm sure, and saying, oh, how about bill number such and such? This is what's going on. And so I expect, and I hope actually, on all of these bills that all of your listeners will pay attention if they hear something that kind of catches their ear or eye, and will let their legislators know that they have a concern about a particular bill. The economic impact of that transgender bill is huge.
Yeah.
And that's another show for you.
Well, we did. But, we had Shirley Johnson in this studio
oh,
talking.
Oh, well, then. You're ahead of the curve there on that. But my point is nobody knew about it really until that once the bill, you know, raised its head, then it's, you know, it seemed like an honorable thing to the people who originally proposed it, I'm imagining. I would hope that nobody introduces a bill that they don't think is a good thing from their perspective. But there are more perspectives. And so it's a really good thing we have two houses. And it's a really good thing that we have the ease with which people can contact folks in the legislature.
Yeah.
We are having thousands of people view committee meetings every day, particularly human services, I think because it's geared up more to a lot of people-oriented issues than maybe they think finance and tax would be. But, you know, the ease with which people can go on the legislative website, legis.nd.gov, they can watch a committee hearing live, or they can watch it archived later on easily during the day and evening. They can watch the floor sessions, which they've been able to do for years, but they can continue to do that. They can sit at home and they can register up to an hour ahead of time for the hearing and provide written testimony that will be considered by the committee members. And they can also register to provide oral testimony, which will be virtual. They'll be sent a link to the Teams gathering for the committee. So the fact that the public in North Dakota is way ahead of almost every other state in this virtual connection that our wonderful IT people and legislative council have done makes it possible for them to see what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it has enhanced their ability to understand what the issues are and a little bit more about what's happening. And as a result, they'll send us, I just deleted 3,984 emails, and that's in less than a month.
Senator Lee, hang with me. I just have one more question for you, and it's not going to surprise you what I'm going to ask. More coming with Judy Lee right after this. Back to the News and Views Radio Network. We still have State Senator Judy Lee with us. We're lucky enough to hang on to her. Judy, I got just a couple of minutes left here, but I'm sorry I can't let you go knowing that you're an advocate for professionalism in the workplace without asking you. Yesterday, the news got out all over the place that Representative Luke Simons had a file as thick as can be up at Legislative Council of things where he was accused of being abusive to women. What happens here? Does this get acted upon by the legislative body? How does this get fixed, Judy?
I'm as appalled as anybody to hear that anyone would be doing that. I believe that it's left to the leadership of the body, in this case, the House, and I'm confident that Majority Leader Pollard and the other leaders and members of the House of Representatives have been busy the last day and two here in trying to make sure that they're acting appropriately and legally with what they're doing. So it's a disgusting example of bad behavior, and I'm just appalled to read about it. I didn't know about all of that stuff before either. You know, sometimes there are people who don't act appropriately, and sometimes we let them off the hook because we say that they're not, it's different where they live. You know, maybe we're more conscious of things if we're in one place rather than another, which is not necessarily the case. But this is egregious in my view.
So,
however, I don't have anything to say about it. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have anything to say about the decision because it's a House decision,
yeah.
Not a Senate.
No, I get that. Right. But the reason I asked it is because in the 30, 40 seconds I have left here, isn't this something that the Ethics Commission should be charged with at least looking into?
I think that'd be fine, but if it'll depend also on, I think it's more of a legal issue from the standpoint that the Ethics Commission was intended to make sure that we weren't inappropriately influenced by outside sources. And that's really not what this is. This is internal discipline and management in the body. So I'm not sure that the Ethics Commission is the place for it to go. That's not where there's expertise necessarily about this.
Okay, one more quick one. If it's all found to be true, would you ever vote to remove him as a legislator?
You know, it isn't really fair for me to comment on that right now because I don't want the House to think that any senator is intruding into the decisions that they're making there. I know that the leadership there is trying to figure out what the right answer is here. I certainly have a personal opinion about the whole thing, but it is not my place to tell them what they ought to do.
That's fair enough.
Sorry. I'm not trying to waffle. I just think it's wrong for me to do
that. Well, it didn't shock you, I asked. So thank you, Senator Lee. I appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for the opportunity. Bye now.
Yep.